grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Here we are again. Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora, Jack. How are you?
Doing all good. Ooh. You've run in. You've made it on time.
Perfectly on time.
Out of breath from seshing.
Yes, that's it.
Very good.
Sessioning while biking. Because you can still do that.
You can still do that, and you should use your free will if you can out there. Smoke and...
That's a life hack.
Smoke
right
and spoke.
Anyone who's thinking about testing, that's a life hack. Take up biking.
Take up cycling. And you know, I'm actually moving to an area which has way more bike lanes and is mostly flat. So I think
perfect.
It's about time that I got on the bike, but I think now it's even more of a reason, obviously, with those jokers.
That's right. You still want to be safe. Be safe on your bike.
Of course, always safe. Always safe.
Care. But take care of other people.
Whew. Always right.
The madness out there. So what have we got today on the Marijuana
Jesus.
Media? We've got... exports, arrests, cuisine, and culture.
Woo!
There's my headline.
Should we do a little air horn for that?
You go on.
Very good. Good stuff.
I love that. We should do that more often. Can I offer you a drink before we get started?
Yes! Gosh.
Woo.
Delicious. My favourite.
I'm going to have the unwind because I need
zone.
To. You got the in zone. The terpenes of a sativa.
The terpenes of a sativa. You know where I've heard this recently?
From me.
No, not even you. The doctor on the phone who's linking me up with the prescription finally,
nice.
Not to put my medical history or details on the great wide airwaves of Aotearoa, but just so you know, awesome. He was explaining some things to me in great
Excellent.
Detail.
We did say we'd get it happening by 420 day.
Exactly, and if anyone was paying attention to that, I have almost completed the task.
Right.
We're so close.
Tick.
Very good. Okay, sorry, back to your headline, which you've spent... hours on.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, it just came to me though. But so we're leading with exports, and this is David Seymour continuing his pro-cannabis campaigning and drive leading up to the election, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But as Minister of Deregulation and Associate Health Minister with a bit of influence over drug policies and things, in charge of MedSafe, I think, which is doing the licensing for medical cannabis scheme. So medicinal cannabis export license waiting time slashed. This is the press release, which Radio New Zealand reprinted in quote marks. So very little people involved in that Radio New Zealand story. They just put some quote marks around the entire thing.
Yep.
Interestingly, The Centrist, which is, I don't know much about them, but they ran what they called an AI version, and it was actually kind of better to read because they didn't just put it in quote marks. So anyway, that was an aside. What Seymour was trumpeting... Over 2 tonnes of cannabis exported last year, up from 49 kilos when things started being
wow.
legal here. Every shipment needs a export license, even though they already have like all these other licenses for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go to export every shipment, you get a license. Used to take, he was talking about one of the people there saying it took over 150 days the first time they did it. And then it was an average of 22 days. Now it's 6 point something days, so... You know, basically a week and you get your export license and you're away. It used to be on paper, showing how outdated it was.
Mm. Wow.
Little
paper.
Things like that. They're looking at multi-year licenses, these sorts of things. Very good. Confirmed, interestingly, the removal of the hemp licensing still happening. He did originally say by April, but saying it's still happening anyway. So as a reminder, no license will be needed to grow hemp anywhere in any quantity. And including your back garden or in the front
wow.
door of the hemp store. I think you might see a hemp plant, perhaps.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's like a nice sort of fun installation.
It's a standard thing overseas. You know, you put a plant in the door and then everyone knows. And if they're not into it, they know not to go in, if you know what I mean. It kind of works both ways.
Yes.
It's a bit like a red light or something.
Yes, I see. Yes, very smart.
Anyway, it's all very export-focused. Export, blah, blah, blah. But what about the patients? No changes there. And that's a bit shitty. News Talk ZB, Ryan Bridge, he talked to Waseem Alzahar from the Cannabis Clinic, who raised that very thing. This is all about the exports and not about the patients. And you know, what really kind of, even though illicit or medical, legal medical cannabis, now cheaper than illicit cannabis, mostly, and that it's about $10 a gram for bud, so, you know, generally that's cheaper than what most people are paying, if they are buying it.
Yes.
But it could be a lot cheaper, you know. What are tomatoes? $5 a kilo? You know, so really the difference is all the regulations and all the prohibition, you know, is putting it up, whether it's legal or illegal.
Testing, I guess.
Yeah.
Curious.
So anyway, it's all, I guess it's where it's good is that it's this is election year. It's another choice. There's Greens on the left in terms of drug law reformers, cannabis law reformers, and where you might want to vote, perhaps, or consider.
Consider it.
Greens on the left, Party Māori, always been very supportive. And now we have ACT on the right and TOP in the middle.
What?
So you got some good choices there. This was on a, this happened this week on a Facebook Live. And this is TOP's leader, Kule Wong, in response to a question that was put to her. Does your party, or does TOP support repealing the Misuse of Drugs Act, replacing it with a single framework that legally regulates all psychoactive substances, including alcohol and nicotine, based on their relative harms?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, that's something we would support.
Wow, not bad. What was her name?
Right on. Kule Wong.
Kule, go off. Well, I mean, whatever.
Q for short.
Still a politician.
Wow.
Interesting.
Kind of a, I think she's, you know, a bit different, but refreshing.
But refreshing, what sort of what that's what we need. Presenting. Someone with an opinion.
Yeah. And of course, ALCP, can't leave them out. Those were the parties that are in Parliament, I guess, and TOP has been nudging kind of 4% in some polls, so they've got a real chance of getting in. ALCP as well, of course, always run. If you want to make a direct statement, tick the leaf.
What is that again? Which one? What
the
is that?
The Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis
That's
Party.
That's right.
Oh. Which we founded back in 1996. It's, what is that, 30 years?
Are you still involved in that at all?
No, haven't been for some time. But, you know, there are still people that run it and that want to do that, which is great.
Good on them.
Yeah. And which leads me to our next story, which is the arrest side of things.
Yes.
Yeah, so we started with something positive, and now we're like, ugh.
Oh, God.
This is Russell Brown in The Listener. We've covered this a bit over the last few weeks. Charges against cannabis users on the rise. And but what Russell Brown pointed out, and of course, good going to that kind of audience that reads The Listener.
Shout-outs to Russell Brown.
That's right. He points out, which no one else has, the incoherence of in the same week, Mental Health Minister Matt Doocy, he releases the Action Plan to Prevent and Reduce Substance Harm 2026-2029, which says more support for people with problems and da-da-da and all about support and help and everything like that. And then at the same time, it comes out that police are now arresting particularly cannabis users with a newfound vigour not seen since National were last in power.
Interesting.
Yeah, could be something in that.
Yeah, wait, what do you, they're just what, charging people with for possession?
It's gone up 50% in 2 years.
What?
And so it's 3,500 last year.
How much do you...
charged with cannabis possession.
How much do you need to be in possession of?
Oh, any amount of spec. I was busted on K Road with like a fingernail width.
What? When?
Totally. 20 odd years ago. I'll tell you about it sometime.
Okay.
That's a long story. But it ended well for me, let me tell you.
That's good.
Yeah. What it did, because they searched me in a public place with no actual reason to do so, found to be lying on the stand, all making up stories to cover themselves, and then it set this precedent that you can't go around searching people in a public place like K-Road, just based on claiming a smell, which could actually come from anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I see, there's some lore attached.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't go around just busting people at random, coppers, because you never know who you're doing. So, anyway, they try to explain this huge increase by saying, oh, no, it's just because cannabis use has gone up, and, you know, we're picking that up in the wastewater testing. And, of course, they don't actually test for cannabis in the wastewater testing.
Then why can they lie like that?
Exactly.
Ugh, assholes.
Yeah. What Russell Brown points out, too, is that even if they could, the wastewater testing would be picking up the legal cannabis users. Because they'll all be, surely, if this is their logic, right? 25,000 prescriptions a month is what we're running at. He notes they're mostly middle class, of course, the people who can kind of access it tends to be.
Yep.
And so police are actually under their logic, using the pissed out metabolites of legal middle class use to go around busting people who aren't legal. Which, yeah, of course, a Māori tends to be. So now, under this new increase in cannabis charges, Māori make up the majority of cannabis offences.
It's almost as if it was by design. Well, I see right through their little game.
It's the problem with discretion, right? We can't just have a law that says, oh, you cops can just make it up as you go along. Mm. We'll leave it up to you.
Yeah.
You actually need to change the law properly.
Yes.
And you know, what the other thing Russell Brown points out in the thing is that, you know, the irony is that police, in the absence of law reform all these years, police led the way in reducing offences. The law didn't change, but offences went from about 30,000 a year in the 90s, you know, and they went progressively down and down and down with the police choosing to arrest fewer people and responding to the social norms, which is that we don't want you to go around doing it.
Well, there you go.
But when the government changes and goes more conservative and it's up to discretion, then you'll find individual officers just make their little decisions to proceed rather than, you know, to escalate rather than de-escalate, shall we put it.
Deplorable behaviour.
It's a bit of a problem in the world right now.
A bit.
Just a wee bit.
Yep.
We'll go to something more positive now, but again, mm-hmm. So this is all the reasons why this is important, because this stuff doesn't get fixed until we actually fix it.
Yes, it's true.
And we had our big chance 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was 6 long years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get out of a mindset where it's never going to happen because we lost the referendum. Actually, we just got to keep going, mm-hmm. keep trying. And the fact that ACT are out there doing things shows... actually, things are changing. It is very kind of mainstream.
Yeah.
And we just got to keep them at it, keep the pressure on.
Yes.
Right, there we go. So we're onto the cuisine now, and this is the Weed Eaters movie. It's kind of culture and cuisine. It's had a review in the Whanganui Chronicle, one of the best named newspapers in the country, of course.
The Whanganui Chronicle.
Yeah, yeah. They say in this review, gets a great review, of course, Weed Eaters explores New Zealand's relationship with cannabis in a meta conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting the writer Callum Devlin, who you know?
We all know Callum. He's on there. Well, there he is. That's used to host the Top 10.
There he is.
Imagine.
His face is right here in the studio. Okay.
Pretty awesome.
I'd actually always wondered what that poster was.
They're watching over us all the time.
Wow.
They moved on with their lives.
Okay, those are quite some photos.
Callum and Annabelle, you look good if you're listening to this. You look great.
You do, you do. In a teary kind of way. So what he's saying in this review, he talks to the reviewer, you know, he's talking about the referendum. We were so close, but just missed out. And the crew, he says, do support safer recreational cannabis use and wanted to combine that idea with a scary plotline.
Of course. Very political.
And I like the way he kind of works the referendum in there again. He's saying, you know, cannibal it, because it's about, you know, these people come across the strain of weed that they end up having that gives them the munchies so badly they become cannibals.
Cannibal cannabis.
In a comedic way.
Mm.
And he's like, cannibalism is pretty scary. Having the wrong kind of drugs is very scary. But what's truly frightening is the repercussions of terrible decisions in our lives. He's talking about the referendum here.
Exactly right. Shout out to you, Callum. What a very eloquent way to wrap that all up into being, you know, having the, you know, you, with the platform and the person who's reading the Chronicle, they're probably like, wow, I thought this was a review about a film, but no, it's turned into a political thing.
Love it.
Very good of him, of course. Have you seen it yet?
No, next Friday, we're going.
Yes, we're going. We're all going to see Weed Eaters, the 4D experience at the Hollywood Avondale, which I've only heard crazy, crazy things about. And there's a big fork. Annabelle's big fork.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge fork that's travelling around with these...
Yes.
It's kind of like a Smellorama 4D, right?
Yes.
There's some live interaction going on.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Is there audience participation?
I think so. I believe so. I think it's a bit like, I don't know, I can't remember the name of that freaking movie that's... Anyway, forget about that. I think there's a lot of audience participation and ideally real life... marijuana beings. Probably
with,
not
with
I don't
prescription,
think,
right? Bring
with the prescription.
Prescription.
I don't know. I don't know if Billy would appreciate all of that sort of stuff, but I actually reckon it'll be quite a fun experience because knowing those guys, they're just latent theatre kids, aren't they? They just want to create the production of it. So we should all go and enjoy and participate as well.
That's right.
And that's what we'll be doing.
That is. And it's well-timed, of course, for like 420 week. That starts on, you know, that's Monday, is 420 day, 20th of April. But coming up, and you can call FAM on K-Road. I did talk to the KBA marketer. We're going to just say this is the marijuana-themed FAM.
And, very good.
We've just announced it right there. So that's this Saturday. That's all of K-Road. Cannabis is legal on Saturday on K-Road. There you go.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Pronounced by me. It must be true. Also, this is going to be cool on Saturday. This Saturday is Dub Club out at the Piha Bowling Club featuring Paddy Free. That is another 420 friendly.
What a fucking legend. No way.
Yeah.
That's the Saturday.
That's the Saturday out of Piha.
That is so... What a great lineup. And at the Piha freaking... Oh, God, here we go.
Out on the green. Having a bit of green out on the green.
Green on the green.
We love it.
Very good.
420, of course, is on Monday. If you come into the shop on Monday, come down to the Hemp Store on Monday, get your 420 supplies. We'll give you a free gift with any purchase.
Oh, awesome.
It's going to be up to me what you get.
Oh, and it could be, you know, be nice. Something very fancy, it could be something very questionable.
It'll always be good.
Actually, every time Chris has brought me a gift, it's been very useful indeed. That's for sure. I'll tell you that much for free.
It might not be that kind of gift. It might be.
Who's to know? You'll only know if you go to the hemp store and get something.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right. So that's Monday. And then, of course, keep the 420 going at Weed Eaters next Friday.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, there's so much going on. And what are you going to do actually on 420 next on Monday?
Other than work at the shop. Free people, things to our lovely customers. And at 4:20 p.m., we'll have to have some sort of cultural ceremony.
So
won't we?
So it's 4:20 on Monday, and also it's smoke weed legally on K-Road Day on Saturday. I'm gonna quote that the whole show. I'm probably gonna get in trouble. Well, that's fine. I like to incite.
There's very friendly cops up that way. You know, they're all right.
They'll handle it, I'm sure. Anyways, that's awesome. Not too bad after all.
Good
stuff. Cheers, Chris.
Sweet as.
We'll see you on Saturday, perhaps, and perhaps on Monday as well.
All right. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.